The last point was left. The last point, which was the existence of a solution of minimal norm. Point D, existence of a solution X, we call it X star of minimum or minimum. No. Minimum over capital X of the Euclidean norm. The Euclidean norm is a continuous function. Continuous function. And we know a well-known theorem of analysis, which states that a continuous function has a minimum and also maximum over a compact set. Well, compact means closed and bounded. X is closed, we have stated this in the previous point, but is not bounded. In the simplest case, we have seen before that X is represented by a straight line, which is closed, but not bounded. But this is not a problem, because we observe that the minimum over capital X is equal to the minimum of the Euclidean norm over capital X intersection with set B, which is a ball of Tournefelcovari. Who is X sub zero? X sub zero is a solution in capital X. We choose an arbitrary solution in the set of solutions. We call it X sub zero. We consider the ball of solutions, the ball of vectors, which have a norm, is always a two norm, less or equal than the norm of X zero. We intersect this set with X, and the minimum does not change, which is the advantage of considering the minimum instead of only X on over X intersection B. Advantage is that since B is closed and bounded, also X intersection B, B sub X sub zero, is closed and bounded
actually.
So we have immediately that the minimum exists.
We call
a solution of minimum norm. And a last remark consists in finding that this
we have already this,
that X star is the solution. When the solutions are many, infinitely many, the solution of minimum norm is unique. This can be seen, this is the last point of the proof, it's a long one. This uniqueness can be seen, observing that if we write X star is a solution of minimum norm. There can be a question. There can be other solutions of minimum norm. No, because if we write X star as there is again the application of the application of the properties of direct sums of subspaces, we see the space into the N as the direct sum of the null space of the coefficient matrix of the normal equations system and its orthogonal direct sum. So, as any vector in C to the N, this solution of minimum norm can be written as the sum, can be written in a unique way, as the sum of two vectors, the first y belonging to the first subspace, and the second, they are in the right order, yes, z, y belonging to no space and z belonging to its orthogonal if we multiply both sides by the coefficient matrix this is the solution so we have the left-hand side vector of the normal equations system. On this side, we have the matrix by Y plus the matrix by Z. But Y belongs to the null space, so this vector gives a zero result in the product. And so, on the second side, only this term is left. We have this equality, which says that Z is a solution Z belongs to capital X. Well, if the projection Y is not zero, from this decomposition we see that since apply the norms, square it. Square of the real norm of its star is equal to the sum of the squares of the two norms. This is a similar case to the previous that we have seen in the first part of the lesson. I can write this because y and z are orthogonal. So there are no presence, is no presence of the mixed terms. If y is not zero, the norm of z is less than the norm of its star. This is a number seen as the sum of one non-zero positive number to another positive number. So, this number must be strictly larger than this. So, if y is different from zero, from the zero vector, z would have a norm less than the norm of its star. And this is a contradiction in absolute. Means that y is zero and x star solution of minimal norm must be equal to the projection z, which is unique. As again a geometrical representation which in some sense helps to see better the things about which we are discussing in a more direct way, we can again, supposing that the dimension of the null space of the coefficient mapping is 1, we can put in, what we consider the plane, we put the horizontal axis on the null space of the metric of coefficients, so the vertical axis represents its orthogonal. We have already said that x can be seen as a manifold, which is represented as a straight line parallel to this subspace, to the straight line representing this subspace. We can choose x sub zero in any way on this manifold. The other points of this manifold can be represented as this particular solution plus a vector v, which is in the null space. But we see here that when the solutions are infinitely many, the solution of minimal norm is this, the closest point to the origin, which is the intersection between the manifold and the orthogonal subspace, exactly what we have said just now. Well, now we have stated the basic results. We know that solutions exist. They can be infinitely many, they can be only one. this is related to
the rank of the coefficient matrix.
If we turn to the starting example, example of linear regression, in that case, the matrix A, we saw that matrix A is made in this way. The rank of A is maximum, is 2. Because the points are distinct. So the solution unique in the sense that it is the unique solution of call in this case I have called the coefficient vector Z. And the left hand side F. And it is very easy to see that the coefficient matrix is this case we have m plus 1 rows, so we have here m plus 1, here the sum the sum of the points and in position the first leading position the sum of the squares. So if this was the problem, one can easily solve this problem and find the two coefficients of the degree one polynomial, the linear regression straight line, so called linear regression straight line. You can see, just in this case, that coefficient matrix, as we observed at the end of the first hour, is Hermitian and positive there. Hermitian. Positive. This means that we can solve the normal equations system by means of the Cholesky method. This is the simplest idea, the first idea I could say that one can have to solve this problem. We make the assumption that the rank of A is maximum, then H, A plus H by A is, besides emission, positive. Definite. We can factorize this metric as L by L to the H factorization, which leads to the use of the famous Cholesky method. No problem. Let us say something about the cost, the computational cost. The heavier part of computation,
every part of the computation, are the computation of the coefficient matrix, which must be made, and after the computation of the factor f. Computation of this matrix requires this Hermitian, so we can halve the cost computing only the upper or the lower triangular part. The whole matrix would be computed by scalar products of row and column vector. So, for complete matrix, we will have n by n, n square. Each entry would require n products. This is the multiplicative, as usual, complexity. Then we halve the total because the matrix is Hermitian. Then we have to compute by the Cholesky algorithm the matrix L, and we know, we remember that the multiplicative complexity was of head order, the size of the matrix is n cubed to 3 divided by 6. This was the multiplicative complexity of the Cholesky method. So we write, let us write this we can put in evidence right here. N to the square halved by n plus, okay, after computing the matrix L, we have to solve two triangular systems, but the costs of the solutions of the two triangular systems is gives a term of less importance in the computation, in the amount of computational complexity or multiplicative complexity. Another possibility, another method, the QR decomposition. Which has been introduced in the first part of the numerical module as supporting the household method. We know that without any assumption, we had considered the square matrix. The square matrix A can be factorized in various ways. There is no unicity, uniqueness, as the product of two square matrices Q, unitary, and upper triangular.
But now we have a matrix that is rectangular. A is a matrix with more rows than columns, often many more rows than columns. No problem. The QR factorization exists also in this case. And the way to find, to compute it is the same. If we have a rectangle matrix of this kind, we can consider household permission unitary matrices. We had called them P. P sub K, because there are several household involved matrices. Which we start from P sub 1. P sub 1 by A becomes a matrix with zero entries under the principal entry of the first column. Then we can find another household matrix, P sub 2, which annihilates the sub-diagonal elements in the second column. Just in the same way we have seen for the case of square matrix. There is no substantial difference, except for the fact that instead of having we have only, we have how many household matrices? The number of columns and minus one. And minus one pk's, p sub k's. At the end, we perform the same transformations also to the vector which lies on the outside. So we can transform both matrices A and the vector B with these household matrices and obtain finally we have the conjugate transpose of the matrix Q over the factorization by A. Yes. The matrix H, and analogously to H by B, we call it C. The original values A and B, which becomes which become R and C. Let us underline the size, in this case, of the matrix involved. Which are all not, which are not all square matrices. A we know well, n by n, Q is square, because unitary matrix must be square. So Q is n by n. R are the same number of columns as n, and must be upper triangular. So R gives us full matrices
has that pattern of entries. In which way we can use this factorization? We reach the same conclusions, the same results, both applying the factorization to the normal equation linear system, or applying the factorization to the minimization problem from which we had started.
Let us apply the factorization to the normal equations.
If we substitute Q by R for A, we have A is A to the H is R to the H by Q, the H, R is Q by R. Second member, R to the H, Q to the H. Unitary matrix Q. We have assume, as in the case of the Cholesky method, that the rank of A is maximum. So also the rank of R is maximum. Rank of R is equal to the rank of A. So in this case, also R has maximum rank. But we cannot immediately cancel the factor R to the H because we would need the inverse, which does not exist because R is not square. But if we observe that going inside the matrix R, let us call this small square matrix of size n R sub 1. Okay. Vector Q to the HB, let us call it C. C sub 1 and C sub 2. Mm-hmm. The first formed by the first n elements. Now, if you perform this product, you find simply R sub 1 to the H by R sub 1
X, which is log n,
R sub 1 to the H
by simply, here is
0,
C 1.
Now we can cancel the matrix R sub 1 to the H
Because since this matrix has maximum rank, alpha 1 must be non-singular. Here, then we can multiply both members by its inverse and obtain finally only this reduced system, which is an equations in an unknown with the coefficient matrix already.
So it's ready for Bethe substitution.
Well, another way to
what is the conclusion?
That we can transform in this way the coefficient directly, the matrix A, without computing this matrix. In the case of Cholesky method, we were obliged to compute these methods. In this case, we transform directly the matrix A with the Hausdorff method. We found then the matrix R and the vector C. The matrix R has this form. We pick out the first square submatrix R by sub 1. And so we have a simple system. If we start, if we don't know the normal equations and start from the minimization formulation of the problem, we can arrive to the same final system, because we write again the norm 2 squared of the receiver. QR factorization of A the square in this case, maybe it is not for the moment it is not necessary. We put as a factor the matrix Q on the left, so we have Q to the H by B minus R by X. Remember then the Euclidean norm is invariant by the product for unitary matrices. So we can cancel We are looking for the minimum of this quantity of the two norm of the residual. The residual, the two norm of the residual, has been written in this way. We are interested in the minimum of this. This vector called C, this vector, we take into account the structure of R. So write this in this way. This is this vector as in the formulas we have written before, minus
the first part of this vector is R sub 1 by x, the second part is 0. Let us change the sign, it's a thing. The minimum of this quantity over vectors x. The second part of this vector does not depend on x, so we can act only on the first part of the vector and can make this vector zero, choosing x as the solution of this system. If you solve this system, this part of the vector is zero, and so only the second part of the vector is left, and this is the minimum. So we have seen that also by seeing the use of the QR factorization in this way, directly on the minimization formulation, we are led to the same result. Just a few words, we will continue on Tuesday. If we count the multiplicative flops of the QR factorization, we would find an amount larger than the computational, than the amount that we have found for the Cholesky method. So we will check this next time. The QR factorization is heavier, has a larger complexity with respect to the Cholesky method. But the Cholesky method has a disadvantage due to the explicit computation of the coefficient matrix. This matrix. If the matrix A was square, the condition number of A with respect to the two norm is defined, as you remember, as it is two norm. In that case, the condition number of the coefficient matrix of the normal equation system would be the square of the condition number of R, which is intuitive in some sense. We modify the coefficient matrix, we double, we square. And this is not a good thing, because the larger is the condition number, the worst is the accuracy of the computed result. Now, A is not square, but it is possible, maybe we have said something in this regard. Also, in the case of rectangular matrices, the condition number may be defined. We will see this better when we will speak of SVD decomposition. And also, in the case that we have the rectangular case, this relation holds. So
that condition numbers squares. This does not happen in the case of QR factorization.
The QR factorization is found, is computed by using products by unitary matrices. And
the unitary matrices leave unchanged
the condition now. So
the condition number of R is the same of the condition number of A. This is important because in the application, very frequently, the original matrix is malconditioned.
Quindi, we start from
a difficult problem. So if in the computation, in the method that we use, we increase in a serious way the condition number, we will have some price to pay in terms of accuracy of the results. Okay, we stop here.
La prossima volta concluderemo con queste osservazioni sull'uso del QR e cominceremo con la decomposizione dei valori singolari, se riesci di decomposizione.
Okay.